got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. We bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, and home-buying facts, along with community reports and a special Easter edition of the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach today and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, what's the hardest part about finding a great home? Stay tuned. We'll tell you. Then it's time to hammer the scammer. We received so much interest on this subject last week, we decided to make it a regular segment. Hammer the Scammer is on deck. Up next, Steve Cody checks in with news at the bottom of the hour and all the latest real estate and information, industry information, that is. And then Pat Tracy joins us. And she'll tell us what could be in your Easter basket. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has the scoop on the other bugs in the house. And we're not talking about the in-laws. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. And now Reach Radio's consistently random wisdom voice. No, it's a random voice of wisdom. By golly, Steve, help, take over.
All right. Here are the headlines. Some foreclosed homeowners are finding a way to keep their home mortgage-free by taking advantage of the state statute of limitations with foreclosures. Florida's one of those states that has one. We'll give you the details. FHA and the Treasury Department are extending the Making Home Affordable Modification Plan through December of this year. That's good news for a lot of potential home buyers. Most of the country continues to chase Florida when it comes to home prices. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties saw prices increase by 8.3%, and average long-term mortgage rates fell this week again. We'll give you the numbers. America's fastest-growing city is not a hip, bustling urban hub that has millennials lining up to pay big rents. No, no. It's a retirement village in Florida. We'll tell you all about it. The 2015 annual health rankings came out this week, and Palm Beach County made the top 10. We'll tell you more about that. Also, we have a heartwarming story about Easter. It's not typically celebrated with the same kind of grandeur as Christmas or Halloween, but we have a story about a lady who is trying to change that. Those stories and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. We're not going to have any elves, are we?
No.
No. Okay, good. When we return, what's the hardest part about finding a great house? Dealing with the trade-offs. Steve Cody joins in on this fascinating and important subject. It's all about the wordsmith conundrum. We'll be back right after the break, so don't go away.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and that finger-pointing, clock-watching show producer, Rick Snyder. Here's a piece of information for renters. If you're tired of paying rent or you just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, April 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. And if you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is May 17th. Folks, we tell you this in advance because these classes really fill up fast. Sometimes there's not even – it's standing room. Steve, you've been in there how many times there working the first time home?
They fill up fast. So if you are considering this, this is something you want to do right away. Call REACH on Monday or Tuesday and reserve yourself a seat. By the way, it's taught in English, Spanish, and Creole, all three.
That's right. And if you can't wait for that date, the next Miami Kindle class is April 12th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. And if you didn't register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. For directions and additional information about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at REACH right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Gets the job done. And like Steve said, all the classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And just to let you know this, HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've owned a home for like 20 years and then you go 3 years consecutive years without owning a home, the federal authorities consider you a first-time homebuyer. How cool is that?
Like a gift.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBCT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Yes, sir. Buying a home can be very stressful. And we know that because we're stressful. Yeah. Now, it doesn't compare or relate to any other buying experience we've ever had. And that's most likely because of the sheer cost of the home. It's a big dollar purchase. And sure, it's about to bring on some stress. So whatever the reason for buying a house, most of us are motivated by the principles of loss and gain, or the fear and gratitude, that is. In other words, we strive to avoid a loss or create a gain. And that's why there's so much stress when you're buying a home. Compared to every other thing we buy or sell during our lifetime, the home tops the expense list. But that's not the only reason buying a home is so stressful. The hardest part of buying a home is dealing with the trade-offs. Mm. Yes, indeed. Every property has them, and every buyer must figure out which trade-off works for them and which do not.
Absolutely. What we mean by trade-offs is the fundamental features, like the price, the location, the size, the condition of the house, and so forth. In any given budget, you do have to make decisions about which features are most important. Is it the location? Is it how big the house is? Is it in good condition? For example, say your number one consideration is the size of the house. Well, in order to meet your budget, getting the desired size is going to dictate the areas where you can buy within your price range. You can have a big house in a rural neighborhood or a small house in an urban neighborhood. It's one of those trade-offs. The temptation is to want the biggest, newest, nicest, and best location, but it's like wanting a steak when you only have enough money for a hot dog. So the bottom line is, if you want to dance, you have to pay the fiddler. The question is, which trade-offs work best for you? This is something you really need to look into, and if your realtor is not helping you with this, sit down with your spouse or your family and talk about it, because there are trade-offs necessary in just about every home purchase, unless you happen to be a billionaire.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, even then.
Yeah.
Even
sure,
then they sure have trade-offs. Yeah. So now that you found the general size, age, and location of the home that's within your budget, now you must decide what detailed features you're willing to live with and what you were not willing to live with. Most buyers start out looking, like Steve said, for the perfect house, meaning that the property has everything on their dream list, along with everything that they've seen during their search, within reason, of course, and it's sort of possible, but sooner or later, most buyers have to learn that when the laundry list of wants reaches the tipping point, there are no houses that meet the long list of desired features. Oftentimes, the house buyer is really looking for a house that doesn't even exist. And this is a common experience among buyers, and it's part of the learning process. Buyers often have to see firsthand what the dollar will buy them in any given location. Now, I can tell you the good folks at Reach can help you out with this because that's what they do. So you know the number to call, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or check out their website at www.reach4housing.com. org.
You got me thinking about the billionaires buying a house. I guess it is the same no matter what the price point is.
Yeah.
You got a higher budget, you still have to make some trade-offs. It's the same process of figuring out what trade-offs are most important that'll make you happy in your new home, or which ones you can live without still be happy.
Right. Do you want an 8-car garage or do you want a 10-car garage?
Yes.
It makes, you know, they go through the same stressful things as we do.
Does your pool have to be the size of Lake Okeechobee or not?
That's where my pool is, isn't it? But you're right. Everybody goes through it. It's just a matter of how many zeros you want to add onto the end of it. You know, making your new house, your new home, is not a function of finding the perfect house. There is such a thing as the perfect house, but finding that house is going to take a while. But you can learn to live with what you have, and that's what makes it so attractive. And, you know, getting into your first home and making sure that everything's there that you want. And I tell you, the only folks that I know that can help you out with that, because the paperwork is treacherous, and the good folks at Reach, they'll walk you right through that paperwork like it wasn't even there.
Yep. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about staging a home selling it. That was for sellers. For those of you who don't know, staging means maybe renting or getting new furniture, taking all your stuff out, having a professional decorator make the place look nice. If you're a buyer, beware of that.
It's the other way around.
Exactly. You're not buying the furniture. You're not buying the cute little tchotchkes. You're not buying the curtains. You're not buying the colors of the walls. You're buying this floor space. Mm-hmm. So beware of that. If you walk in and the place just looks absolutely amazing, like a model home, try to picture it without all the fancy stuff, because it's your stuff that's going to be in there, not theirs, right?
That's right. Well, you know, it's all about the trade-offs, but most importantly, you get to the, when you get to the trade-offs, it would be best for you if you dialed in your financing before you started that home buying adventure. And we could take a little look at the differences between pre-qualifying and pre-approved. Do we have enough time for that, Rick? We do? Okay. Well, good. Well, there is a big difference between being pre-approved and pre-qualified. Everyone, practically, is pre-approved. It's just like, hey, you're approved. Great. Now you have to get down to actually doing the paperwork, and without good preparation, many buyers get stuck into believing the mistaken notion that if a lender pre-qualifies them for a mortgage, that means that they've been pre-approved for the home loan. Unfortunately, there's a world of difference between these two terms.
Yeah, getting pre-qualified is the first step in the mortgage process, and it's usually fairly simple. You give the bank or the lender your overall financial picture, including how much money you owe, how much you make, what asset you have, and after evaluating that, a lender can give you an idea of how much house you can qualify for. Pre-qualification can be done over the telephone, over the internet. And there's usually no cost involved in it.
Yeah, just like Reach. They help you with the forms, and they show you how to fly through the paperwork because they know how. And here's the best part. They'll show you how. I'm going to give you that phone number one more time, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll get you to one of our trained and skilled counselors.
And one cautionary note, though, being pre-qualified doesn't mean you're going to get a loan.
Yep.
It's an initial pre-qualification so that you can discuss any goals that you need regarding the mortgage with your lender. A lender can explain the various mortgage options, and they can recommend the types that might be best suited to your situation. But it's very different being pre-qualified and pre-approved. Those are not the same thing. talk to your realtor, talk to your lender about those things, and make sure you understand it, because you're about to spend more money than you've ever spent in your life.
That's right. I'd tell your ma, tell your pa, going to send them back to Arkansas. You know, the best thing to do is just really call the good folks at Reach, because they've been through this. They know where all the steps are, and they'll mm-hmm. walk you through it step by step. And, you know, the number 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Well, when we come back, we are going to hammer the scammer.
Yeah,
yeah, let's get them. Rick Snyder has a list of do's and don'ts, and I think he has some kind words about the scammers. Stay with us. We'll tell you more about it.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know a place wrong.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder.
Hello.
Hey, hey, glad you guys are there. Hey, you know, last week we produced a segment about scammers, and it went off fairly well. Well, that means you liked it. So our show producer, Rick Snyder, has compiled yet another amazing list of scamming stuff, and he's here to pass heed.
Heed. You know what? You know what is sad about the scammers? They're really bright people. They know how to do business, but it's not quite legal.
Are you saying they're smart people?
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, because they're able to get in. We used to call them con men, and yeah. Con stands for confidence. They get your confidence,
yep.
And then they take your money, and then they're gone with your money.
That's sort of like WBZT, isn't it?
I got a phone call the other night. We talked about this before the show, from an unknown number.
Okay.
They said, hi, Rick. We're calling to confirm your appointment to make sure it's really you. Will you tell us your date of birth?
Mm-hmm. And did you?
I hung up.
That's right.
I hung up. So in terms of real estate scams, a big one these days is the short sale scam. Short sale scam, short sale negotiator, short sale processor. Watch out for any of that.
Okay, what is a short sale?
Well, they're going to promise to expedite a short sale, a home that has been foreclosed, or you may be able to buy it at a very reduced rate. They usually require you to pay a fee. Illegal.
Yep.
Don't do it. Some scammers may include surcharges or hidden fees before the transaction closes. Illegal. The scammer may misrepresent the value of the home to the lender. If they ask for money up front,
yeah,
run.
It's always a bad sign.
Run the other way. A short sale may be a legitimate option for a homeowner in default or a homeowner who is current, yet the value of the home has fallen. But if the lender agrees to the short sale, homeowners should only work with a licensed real estate professional, licensed real estate attorney,
mm-hmm.
or Reach.
Yeah, that's
Reach.
Right. Always Reach, right?
Reach can
is that,
does
that mean like you're upside down? Is that what they
yeah.
you hear that statement
yes.
a lot? Oh, my house is upside down. I went to somebody's house. I was expecting the thing to be upside down.
Well, not quite. Yeah. You owe yeah. more than it's worth.
Then it's upside down.
Upside
or,
down.
Or underwater is another term.
That's a good one, too.
And if you're the buyer in a short sale, there's a good chance there's no warranty of any kind on that
True.
Home.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right. Bankruptcy, get this. Bankruptcy avoids foreclosure. A scammer may promise to negotiate with your lender or get refinancing on your behalf if you pay a fee up front. Oh, there they are again. Instead of contacting your lender or refinancing your loan, the scammer pockets the fee and files a bankruptcy case in your name, sometimes without your knowledge. A bankruptcy filing often stops a home foreclosure, but only temporarily. Filing bankruptcy stops any collection foreclosure while the bankruptcy court administers the case, but eventually you will start paying your mortgage or the lender will be able to take your home in foreclosure.
That's right. I think Steve was talking about that earlier. There comes a time when you must pay the fiddler.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And you want to dance, you got to pay.
Scammers always want their money up front. Yep. Because they're way out in front of you, and pretty soon they are gone.
One exception, though, attorneys often get a retainer fee.
Right.
But we're talking about a legitimate attorney, a guy who went to law school.
Also, there are some rules involved in that. Mm-hmm. When an attorney takes a fee like that, they have to put it in a client trust fund. Mm. They can't spend it. Mm-hmm. So it has to be there. Hey, you know, one of the neat you did a news story, Steve, a few months ago about a guy that just found foreclosed homes.
Yes,
and rented them out. Rick, you got something on that, right?
Rent to own leaseback scheme from the scammers.
I don't think that's the one, but yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, it's go ahead, give that one.
Well, this is a good one also, very similar.
Yeah.
The scammer will urge you to surrender the title or deed of your home as part of a deal that will let you stay there in your house as in a foreclosed property as a renter. You're renting your own home, and then you can buy it back in a few years.
Sure, yeah.
He may tell you that surrendering the title will permit a borrower with a better credit rating to get a new financing program and keep you from losing your home. However, the scammer may have no intention of ever selling the home back. Mm-hmm. To you. Imagine that. But the terms of these deals usually make buying back your home impossible. Worse yet, the new borrower defaults on the loan and you are out.
Yeah, you get kicked out anyway.
Your house is gone. Your home is gone. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that may happen while you're renting from your own house from the scammer, your rent is raised for no particular reason.
Right.
And pretty soon you can't afford it, and you're out on the street.
And then you'll get evicted from your own house.
From your own house, yes. The scammer will offer to find you a buyer for your home, but only if you sign over the deed and move out.
Never do anything like that, folks. No. Never, 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 never. Call Reach if you have any questions about anything with regard to refinance or foreclosure. You know, our foreclosure assistance is free, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'd like to say, hey, we're good folks and we do it for free. But unfortunately, there's a law that says we have to do
that's
it
correct.
For free.
That's
so
right.
That's the way that works. All right, now let's get into the renting a foreclosed house.
How would you know if you're renting a foreclosed house?
Yeah, how would you?
Well, Better Business Bureau is warning renters to be on the lookout for scammers on Craigslist and other online classifieds when searching for a place to live. Mm-hmm. Phony ads for rental properties across the country are all over the place. They're specially aimed at your bank account.
Yeah.
The rental housing scam works when unscrupulous people search websites that list homes for sale. They take the information in those ads, then they post it with their own email address.
Yeah, I think that's called copy-paste.
That's an ad on Craigslist without Craigslist consent or knowledge, of course, under the housing rentals category. Mm. And to sweeten the pot, the houses are almost always listed with below-market rental rates. Look at this. Yeah. Nice neighborhood, and look at the cost. Really inexpensive. When you arrive at the home on the agreed-upon date, there's just one small problem. The house is not for rent, and the owners know nothing about your agreement. Online rental scams target renters and landlords. Within seconds of searching the internet, potential home renters will find all the information they need about a possible new home. Pictures, prices, and virtual tours, it's all accessible to the fraudster. Again, don't put any money down in advance. And be very cautious of people who are calling you to help rescue you. You
That's
call
it.
Reach. That's Those it. Are the people in charge. They know.
855-487-3224 gets that job done. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pat Tracy is here to tell us what could be in your 2015 Easter basket. And she has a special greeting just for you. Pat Tracy, the Executive Director of Reach, is on deck. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. Pat Tracy will give you a little rundown on the newly acquired properties in the Reach community. Then our house segment takes a look at the bugs in your home. Where do they come from and where do they go? Carlton Thompson will tell us just where they're going in a few moments there. And then there's an important rule change message just for those seeking their first home. If you know someone who's looking, or if you are looking for your first home, stay tuned for that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, representing a man who brushes his teeth with kryptonite and combs his hair with barbed wire. It's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, Senor Effie. Yeah. Here's the news. Some foreclosed homeowners are finding a way to keep their home mortgage-free by taking advantage of the state's statute of limitations with foreclosures. Now, states that must approve foreclosures in court before they become final are facing huge backlogs in the court system, which has caused some foreclosures to drag on for years and years. When these cases get dragged out 5 years or more, some homeowners are citing the state's statute of limitations as a reason why lenders can't take possession of the home now. They can continue to live in the home without ever paying a dime on their mortgage. States like Florida, New York, New Jersey are seeing some of the largest numbers of these cases. Lawyers in Florida argue that lenders have 5 years to file for foreclosure after a homeowner defaults. Banks argue they have more time than that to file foreclosure and argue that the five-year clock resets every time a homeowner misses a monthly payment. So far, some Florida judges have sided with lenders, but that issue is still being argued in court. FHA and the U.S. Treasury program requirements for the Making Home Affordable Modification program have been extended through December 15th. That's going to provide struggling homeowners additional time to help to get the help they need. Recent changes include postponing payments for unemployed homeowners from 4 months to 12 months and removing upfront hurdles to make it easier for unemployed people to qualify. If you think you may qualify for this program, you can learn more at the website makinghomeaffordable.gov or by calling a HUD-approved counseling agency like Reach. There you go. New research by Florida realtors on the effect of polluted water on homeowner properties shows a potential decrease of nearly $1 billion in Lee and Martin counties from polluted discharge from Lake Okeechobee into the Caloosahatchee and the St. Lucie estuaries. The study was supported in part by the Everglades Foundation. Foundation CEO Eric Eichenberg said the study is important documentation of the need to move water south to relieve pressure on homeowners on the Treasure Coast. Most of the country continues to chase South Florida when it comes to home prices. Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade counties saw price increases of 8.3% from a year ago, according to Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. Only Denver at 8.4% had a larger gain among the 20 major metropolitan areas. Housing analysts often consider Case-Shiller the leading indicator of home prices because it tracks the price of the same house over time. Local realtor boards measure home values by releasing a median price for homes sold in any given month. In the index, released on the last Tuesday of each month, realtor board numbers say that they don't include condominium prices. Home prices are rising roughly twice as fast as wages are, unfortunately. That's the bad news because it puts pressure on potential home buyers and heightens the risk of any uptick in mortgage rates, causing a major setback. Speaking of rates, the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate fell this week for the second straight week, edging closer to historic low levels at the start of the spring home buying season. Freddie Mac said on Thursday the national average for a 30-year fixed rate declined to 3.69%. America's fastest-growing city is not a hip, bustling urban hub that has millennials lining up to pay big-time rents. Nope. It's not a nouveau riche oil town either, with more jobs than it can fill. It's the Villages, a retirement community of 114,000 residents near Orlando, where golf carts outnumber taxi cabs, and the biggest scandal over the years has been its reported black market for Viagra. Bloomberg says it's a retirement utopia. It's grown faster than any other U.S. city for the past 2 years. The population of 55-plus dwellers at the Villages grew 5.4% in the last year, faster than the next fastest-growing city, which was Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and a little over 3%. The designation is a bit of a surprise, given the recent research that reveals that retirees and retiree wannabes have shown a preference for staying put rather than moving into a senior community. Easter is not typically celebrated with the same kind of grandeur as Christmas or even Halloween. A Manatee County resident, though, is looking to change that. For the last 9 years, Lee Hardy has become known around her city of Palmetto, Florida, as the Easter Lady, because she makes and distributes Easter baskets to kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to celebrate. Mrs. Hardy said she felt it was her chore to make Easter as special as other holidays. So, 9 years ago, she started making Easter baskets for families in need around her neighborhood. What started as a project built out of love for the holiday, as well as for people in her community, it's now turned into a passion that begins months before Easter. And the lady says that her goal is 1,000 Easter baskets for needy families. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is sort of a real estate story. The Lunar Federation claims to be mounting missions first to the moon and then to Mars, each case to establish communities and to claim property there and sell it. With that in mind, the Florida-based organization has created what it calls the perfect gift for every occasion. It's an acre of property complete with personalized parchment deed, a satellite photo of the property, geographic information to help to locate the land on the moon, and much, much more. There are apparently three qualifications to get in on this. First, you have to believe somebody who's willing to promise you the moon. Second, you have to have $49.95 and send it to them. And third, probably and likely, you have to be a lunatic.
I would say
that, my friends,
is the news.
Is the news.
I would say when the moon in the sky is like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That's amore.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay. Well, joining us on the phone right now is the executive director of Reach, better known as Wonder Woman around the Reach offices there, Pat Tracy. Welcome to your show.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be back.
Or I should say Wonder Woman, yes. Woohoo! Hey, happy Easter to you.
Thank you, and I did want to talk a little bit about Easter, if that's okay today.
That's exactly what I'd like for you to do.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Passover. You know, Passover started last night.
That's right.
And it will go through April the 11th. And do you know why it's called Passover, Alan?
I think because Rick is going to pass over the whole thing is what he's going to
do. No, why? No, there were plagues in Egypt, and the Israelites wanted to leave Egypt. They couldn't leave. They were denied and denied and denied until the last plague, which the firstborn, every firstborn son was killed. And the ones that were exempted were the ones that put blood on their doorpost.
Oh, wow.
Now that's the Passover. The angel of death would pass over the homes that had the blood on the doorpost, and that's where Passover comes from. So
wow.
Those were the ones that didn't die, and the ones that did die did not have the blood on the doorpost. So that's kind of the way Passover goes, and it blends into our own Easter celebration, because on Friday we had the death on the cross, which was the shedding again of blood.
Right.
For us, for our sins and the things that we have done. Today, Christ would be in the grave. In the morning, Easter morning, he comes up from the dead, and then there's victory over death, just like there was victory over Pharaoh with the Israelites. So all of it has to do with blood, blood on the doorpost, the blood that was shed on the cross. All of that becomes a part of Easter. And, of course, right now, with all that's been going on with Jack, and having to have blood infusions and having to look at the tracking of the blood, it becomes very important as to what blood is with our life and what was done with blood. Doorpost, giving of life for us. before Easter. So that's kind of the way it all works together.
Pat, I'm impressed with all that knowledge.
that's where all those old songs come from, Washed in the Blood.
Oh, yeah,
of
that's
the
right.
Lamb and all of those. And so it's a very special time for both Christians and the Jewish nation for God's deliverance to them and for both sides. So I think it's a special time. I'm glad I can share that a little bit, and that Passover and that cross and what's going to happen Easter morning.
Absolutely.
And the victories that come.
Now, how does that vary in the different, I mean, we can't change history. History's history, but I know that different... like the Spanish look at it one way. I mean, is there any? How do the Creole speaking people look at it? Is it all pretty much the same, or any difference?
All pretty much the same, because it all comes from the same base.
Right.
It comes from the death on the cross. So for Christians, Orthodox or non-Orthodox Christians, it really is the very same. It's either a symbolic death on the cross or a real death on the cross are basically the only things that separate. So that's what it is. It's a payment for us, so that just like the payment on the doorpost was the payment for the Israelites to get out of town and be able to go to that Red Sea, and the Red Sea is parted, this is the payment for us to be able to live in a victory, knowing that we're going to heaven someday if we accept this, that Christ did for us. So that's the way Easter and Passover kind of connect.
That's fantastic. Well, you know...
That's a much more interesting story than put on a bonnet because the rabbit's coming with chocolate eggs.
that actually comes from, you know, the pagan celebrations. And so, and also it's something to kind of take away from Easter if you were to take the good and the bad fighting in the world, the unseen forces, it kind of takes away when you have the bunny. But I like to think of it in different ways. Like, I like to think that the egg that you decorate is like there's a new life in that egg, and that's what's on the cross. So you kind of can take those things and turn them around and teach with them, but they are something that distracts. And I know my son-in-law is from El Salvador. They don't have the bunnies, and they don't have that. They only look to the cross. So a lot of Spanish communities just do that. They don't do the bunny and the eggs. He thinks that's very silly, you know?
Right.
But it does come from European pagan festivals.
Well, I was wondering where the bunny and the egg thing came into play there. Any history on that?
Well, it's just from the festivals, and oftentimes those festivals kind of countered the Christian what the Christians were doing. The pagans set up one opposite of that, so they just had the bunny, and some worshipped the bunnies and the eggs and all that. So it just kind of
came into history. I once worshipped the bunnies too.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, Alan. But now you have a better opportunity.
That's
and you know
right.
what was so, I've been thinking about the blood and the, and you know, in the Christian faith, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those go together. It's called the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And the big thing about the blood is the hemoglobin, the white cells, and the platelets. They're the Trinity of those things. So we've been dealing with those Trinities, you know.
I didn't know if you wanted to get into that. You want to let the folks know that we have one of our team members that's broke a wing, I guess.
Yes, he's broken a wing. He's been diagnosed with MDS, and this is Jack, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been down at Sylvester Cancer Center, which has been great, with part of the University of Miami, dealing with his condition, having to have some blood transfusions, some platelet transfusions, and really learning a lot about the blood. And, of course, then we have Passover and the blood on the doorpost, and then we have the death on the cross and the bleeding there when the spear went up in the side and the blood came out.
Right.
So it's kind of like all of those things are coming forward this Easter for me.
Well, and we know the power of prayer. A lot of people may not, but we do. And we would ask everyone to say a little prayer for Jack Tracy. He's going through some tough times right now. And you know, Brian Price from the Shriners up there, he's also a sheriff. He came in here last week and gave us a proclamation and told Jack to get well, or he was going to come arrest him.
That was great.
So anyway, great, Pat. Well, listen, happy Easter to you. Thanks for taking your time. I know you're down there with Jack going through a whole lot of stuff, and what a perfect subject. It's all about the blood.
It is. It is. That Passover and that blood given. So as we celebrate this Easter time and Passover season, we have to remember that which was given and done for us.
Absolutely. Pat, I want to change gears. Do you have a few more moments you could spend with
us?
Sure. You know, right now, this is where we do our Spotlight Home of the Week, and I know that our inventory is up and down and up and down, and I would love to have you just give a little insight as to where our properties are right now.
Well, we've just finished two properties that we're getting ready to list. One is in the city of Hollywood, mm-hmm. and one is in North Lauderdale. We also have one that we've set aside for one of our radio listeners, and we're just making sure that it's all approvable for him.
Perfect.
So we have that additional property. We have one we're getting ready to close in Miramar this coming week, and that will be ready to go on board. We have two properties in Palm Beach County, one in Riviera Beach, a single-family home that's being worked on just now at 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another one in Lake Worth that we're working on. So we have several homes going. We have some up in Port St. Lucie. And one good thing that we hear is coming, we're going to get a ton more properties in Miami-Dade. So we're excited about that, having opened a new office there.
Yeah, Gigi Santiago down there in Miami. Kendall is doing a great job, and she'll probably be happy to have some new inventory down there. Yeah. This is where we normally say, folks, this is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Let me give you her phone number. It's 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. Don't call her now. She's on the phone with us. But I know that there was a time, you know, Pat, just reflecting when we first started this show almost 2 years ago, we had like 100 properties to sell. And I know a couple of weeks ago I went to the folks. I said, hey, I need a Spotlight Home of the Week. And they go, we don't have any. Huh?
We sold them all? We do have some. They just don't put them up until I approve them, Alan, and I've been tied up a bit.
So we'd love
to hear from you, but unfortunately, I have to get going right this minute. We have something else that we need to get on and finish up here, but I do want to wish our audience a wonderful Passover time and a wonderful Easter. Okay?
Thank you, Pat, and our best to Jack. Jack, get well, brother, or we're going to come down there. The sheriff's department will arrest you. All right.
Sounds
thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Pat. We're going to move right into our house, so hit that. Okay, thank you for that excellent cue. We're a little off on our script here, folks, but it's time for Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak with a list of other bugs we might find in our home. Carlton, how are you today?
All right, how you doing now?
Well, it's a happy Easter. Thank you for taking your time off this close to Easter and checking in with us, because I've had a few things lately that are bugging me, and I think you may know what they are. You know, we're all familiar with the cockroaches and all that stuff, but there are many other bugs that hang around in our house. Are there any bugs there that can hurt us?
Well, there's actually one that you can get in there. A fire ant can actually take up residency in the wall.
A fire ant.
A lot of times they like to do that.
Wow. So they nest. They nest inside the walls. I thought ants nest in ground.
Well, they will, but, you know, if I can get you a safer place, you want to stay there?
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll actually come inside and nest up in your wall, and that's not good. And if you get bit by those and you have an allergic reaction, that could send you flying to the hospital, right?
Yep, that can definitely happen. And a lot of times you won't even know it. But if you see basically like a red and black ant and a little bit of dirt maybe coming from underneath the baseboard or something, that's usually going to be a fire. Getting some granular baits and just putting them throughout the kitchen and in the bathroom and safe places where the kids and pets can't get to it,
right,
is a good preventative. That way, if they come in and decide they want to set up shop, they're more than welcome to come in and grab a free meal of some of that bait. And, guess what? The eviction notice is coming.
The eviction notice. That's right. Well, you know, there, the ants are one thing, but, you know, we've had some funny-looking, long-slivered-looking, I don't even know how to describe them. Someone said it was like a silverfish.
Your millipedes and your centipedes.
Oh, centipede. Yeah.
They can come in, too.
Earwig.
If you're hanging around watching TV or doing something in the house at night and you find a little bit of a longer, skinny-figured, light brown
thing,
roach crawling up the wall somewhere.
Yeah.
That's probably just an Asian roach. That's not a big deal. Don't freak out about that. They're outside, and they're, as much as you're wondering why they're inside, they're wondering the same thing.
How did I get in here?
they're a little bit scared to the light, so they end up coming through a doorway or a window, and then they wonder how they got there. Mm.
Rick wants to chime in with something.
Carlton, I have a question. I'm from the Northeast. We had an infestation of earwigs at one time, a number of years ago. Are they live down here as well?
Yes. There's a lot of earwigs. Earwigs are actually a beneficial pest to have in the lawn. That's where they should stay. But if you get a large number of them out in the lawn, or if you remulch around the house sometimes, you'll get a lot of those from the mulch bags.
They ride in.
Just go out there and spray around the house with Al's favorite insecticide, Vicentrin, and you'll be just fine.
Vicentrin.
Can you describe?
Vicentrin. You'll never get it, Al.
Can you describe an earwig for us? We're almost out of time here.
Well, he's going to be about a quarter inch long, and he's got a set of pinchers on the back end.
The back.
And he can try to pinch it. He's not really going to hurt you, but
nothing poisonous.
Maybe a little
there.
Baby or something might feel that pinch and not really like it. But they're not really going to do any harm. They're a little scarier than what they actually can be.
Yeah, they look scary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How about scorpions and things? Are they much around anymore, or where were they?
Down south Florida, they're not as down there as they are up in central and north Florida. When you get into the heavy end of the pine trees, that's where the scorpions are going to be. The scorpions we have here are not full of venom.
Right.
Like other ones, it's more like getting a bee sting. Some people are a little allergic to it. Some people, it doesn't even hardly hurt. Other people, it hurts, you know, pretty good.
So it depends
some
on the
person. Some can have a slight reaction to it, but it's more like a bee sting.
Now, we see the scorpions, when you see them on TV, the ones with the big curly tail that wrap around. That's not really how a regular old scorpion looks, is it?
No, uh-uh. The bigger the pinchers, the less venom they usually have. Regardless of what it is, if it's a scorpion, just get away. Trust me, they're no fun to play with.
Absolutely.
I've played with all these bugs. They're no fun.
All right.
But what's fun is taking a fire ant and throwing it in with the earwigs and watching them chop them in half.
Whoa, and with that,
I've had way too much time on my hands.
Carlton, it's Easter. We kind of stay away from the.
I know it's Easter weekend. I'm once I'm done with this phone call, I'm going rabbit hunting.
Well, let me tell you, if I make breakfast in bed for you, a simple thank you is all I need. Not all this "how did you get in my house" business. Okay, come on, Carlton. All right, so now where do we go to get all the right chemicals and everything that we need?
I always check out John Deere Landscapes because they've always got the advice and will steer you right where you need to be.
That's the important part. We talked about the big box stores. They stack them deep and sell them cheap, but you really don't get the advice that you need. That's JohnDeereLandscapes.com. Carlton, thanks so much for taking your time.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are going to break down the economic steps for you in just 90 seconds. Education is the key. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home I know phase is wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. By golly, if we have more fun than we need to have here, then I don't know what else we're going to do. We appreciate you taking your time and spending your Saturday afternoon with us. As crazy as it may sound, I have a message for future home owners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-487-3224. 855-48-REACH. We'll get the job done. Or you may check out our website at www.reach4housing.org. You know, Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop at no charge. And that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Because if you don't have a sound credit rating, you're not going to get a house. It's just that easy. And we'll show you how to build up that credit rating so that you can get a house. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge because the law says it has to be free. Again, that red flag, if someone charges you a fee up front to do a modification or a foreclosure deal, don't do it. Call Reach. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks want before they ask for it because Reach has worked with HUD, FHA, and government agencies for more than 10 years. The good people at Reach know all the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for the many government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach again is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, well, that brings us right up to Rick.
One minute left.
Yeah, we have a minute left.
About
hey, what, you have any neat scams left?
Well, none I can talk about on the radio.
No, those are the ones we want to talk about.
You know, you're right. It's just that these people are so good at what they do. They gain your confidence. They're con men.
You know what they've done? They've learned how to use the system.
And they look for your pain. Oh, my house is in foreclosure. I can help you. All you have to do is send me $500. We'll take care of it. Don't send anybody money.
Red flag.
If there is ever a request for money in advance, tell them, hold on, get your other phone and call Reach. And just ask. When you call, we'll give you some free advice. I have a guy on the phone says he's going to save my house. All I have to do is send him money. Hang up. We'll talk to you about this. Reach is the place to go. We know what to do. These are HUD-approved housing counselors. HUD is the Housing and Urban Development branch of the government. They've tested, they've become qualified, and they know how to take care of you, and there is no charge for their advice.
That's right. And that number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Call now if you want to. Press a 0 for the operator. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. A special shout-out to all the future home buyers. Take hold of the moment, folks. This is your time. Next week, Diana Stanley from the Lord's Place checks in with the latest information about their 2015 sleepout campaign. You don't want to miss that. See you next Saturday.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.